We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Yes, you are a donkey.
I'll show you how to act a donkey.
Everything that Charlamagne is saying is true.
That video you just posted on Instagram, ain't no filter on it, right? My skin looks amazing. Dropping a clue
on
my skin.
Not for real.
Come
yeah.
on now.
Your headphones look stupid, though.
It don't matter. You're just a hater. Donkey of the Day from Wednesday, April 17th goes to the Miami Valley Career Technology Center in Clayton, Ohio. Salute to all the stations that carry the Breakfast Club in Ohio. 106.7 The Beat in Columbus. 102.3 The Beat in Cincinnati. 94.9 The Beat in Toledo. Real 106.1 in Cleveland. Drop one of Clues Bombs for all of them. You're all appreciated. But I must say this story out of Clayton. Man, it really disappoints me. Sometimes I don't understand humans at all. This story is extremely sad because a high school student, I think her name is Ali Guy, she is going to miss her senior prom, and you don't get another opportunity to have a senior prom. But it's the reason why she is missing the senior prom that makes this so sad. Let's go to WHIO-TV7 for the report, please.
Student will miss out on prom after getting suspended over bringing a bag of corn chips with her to school. Mm. According to Miami Valley Career Technology Center, that is against school policy because a teacher is severely allergic to an ingredient in the snack. News Center 7's Taylor Robertson was in Montgomery County talking to the student's mother, who said she doesn't think the punishment fits the crime.
Guy told me about a week ago.
Ali had Takis chips on the school bus. She was hungry. Somebody gave her some chips. She opened them on the school bus. She ate them. She had 2 chips left back in her bag. She got off the bus. She went to her locker. She ate the remainder of the 2 chips. She put the trash in a trash can. She went to her class. The school principal called her down to the office. And at that point, they asked her if she ate the chips. She said yes, and they suspended her for 5 days.
Damn. Come on, man. Wow. A bag of damn corn chips. A bag of corn chips. You are prohibited from bringing this kind of snack to school because the teacher is severely allergic to this ingredient. Now, I would understand if this kid took the corn chips and individually took them out the bag and hid them all around the teacher's classroom. I can understand if, you know, she took some of the corn chips and put them, you know, in her teacher's coat pocket or something. See, something like that would make sense to me if she was malicious with the chili cheese Fritos, if she was evil intentioned with the original corn chips. I would understand. But all she was doing was eating her Takis chips. They were actually Takis chips. She was just eating her Takis chips on the school bus because someone gave them to her and she was hungry. She didn't even finish all the chips. She bought the bag in the building, but there were only two chips left. Mm. Now, I don't know anything about Takis chips, but I was told they're all a rave amongst the kids. Sydney, can you confirm this? Get the mic, Sydney. Sydney was in there just talking about them. Just sounded like a big bag. Just talking about how she loved these, how she loved these chips so much. Blue Heat hot chili pepper and non-spicy Buckin' Ranch.
Now you're
Dragon sweet chili.
No Jesus. Such thing.
What
no
else is about Sid?
Listen, the kids just love them. Okay. I mean, they're not good for you. It was okay. All the thing on TikTok, just about stomach ulcers and stuff like that, just because they eat them in the morning, afternoon, and night.
And they're really hot, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Taki, let me make a chip, hot chip called Satan's Anus.
What?
Okay, because y'all don't even care about what y'all making anymore, and I don't blame you because people don't care about eating it. Why would you pay to eat things like Takis chips that make you sick? Anyway, this poor young girl walked into the school with just two chips left in the bag, and the fact she knew how much chips were left in the bag lets me know how stingy Takis must be. Okay, more air in the bag than chips. That's what it seems like to me. But she walks into school with two chips left in the bag, and when she finished them, she threw the bag away, went to class. Here comes the principal calling her down to the office, asking her if she ate the chips. She said yes, and she's suspended for 5 days, and now she's missing senior prom.
Damn.
I understand rules are rules, but how can any principal, any teacher hear this story and say this is worthy of a 5-day suspension? I understand there's a food consumption at school law, but senior prom is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Can you have a heart? I understand the teacher is allergic to corn chips and she has a severe life-threatening allergy, but did she die, though? Okay, I'm just saying, you can discipline the young lady, but does she have to get a 5-day suspension that causes her to miss the senior prom? Amber Guy, who was the young lady's mother, salute to Amber. Amber said she wasn't aware of any of these food consumption rules because her daughter's father signed the form and they separated. Now she's getting a lawyer to try to get the suspension appeal because the senior prom is a big deal for her daughter because she tried on 50 dresses before she found the right dress, and Sheen don't have a great return policy.
Damn.
I made the last part about Sheena.
Absolutely, you did.
But she did try on 50 dresses. All I'm simply saying is the young lady made a mistake. She didn't lie about it. She said she ate them. Nobody died. Nobody had an allergic reaction. Can Ollie Guy please go to her senior prom? Mm. Please give Miami Valley Career Technology Center the biggest hee-haw. What do you think? Am I tripping?
What is the principal doing searching the garbage, though?
Yeah, I don't think that you're tripping.
Nah, I'm not tripping.
But when I reported this in Just with the Worldwide Mess a month ago, y'all laughed at me, and I been told y'all that Takis along with Flamin' Hot Cheetos were being stopped in schools because it does something to the kids. It messes them up, especially when they eat them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So yeah, I did report this, and you did not
report this story right here.
No, not this story.
Oh.
But I reported that they are trying to ban them in schools and from bringing them. To the students for bringing them in school.
Mm.
Yeah. But the markets are not going to stop selling them. But they're not allowed in schools, and they're about to be banned from all schools across the country.
She wasn't malicious, though. Now, if the teacher died and she was malicious, then yes, but she wasn't malicious.
Yeah, she didn't do anything purposely to try to make this teacher sick because she knew the teacher had a reaction.
No, absolutely no. I don't think that you're crazy. I just wanted to, you could have used me as a source instead of bringing in Sydney, who you called a big back again.
I did not call her a big back.
Yes, you did.
I said she was acting like one.
Why? She don't even like Takis. She just know
no,
the
she
kids
was raving
like
about them in the office.
Because she know how many flavors and bags it was.
Yes, she was naming flavors and everything.
She goes to a bodega every day.
Thank
you. Oh, my God. No, I mean, to get our food.
Wow.
To get, oh, my gosh.
That's crazy.
Wow.
I was trying to help again.
But that's her saying you got big back behavior. What I was saying. She go to a bodega every day.
No, when she goes to the store.
She's in the room. Cindy's in the room. Y'all talking like she's not in the room. Cindy's here.
I don't want to talk. It's enough.
I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Yes, indeed.
Sorry, Sydney.
Donkey of the Day is sponsored by renowned personal injury attorney Michael the Bull Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey when you need a fighter on your side. If you're ever injured, go to michaelthebull.com. That's michaelthebull.com. And when you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Wake that ass up.
In the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And for a limited time, get more fun for less with the Michigan Bundle for just $49.99. Exclusive to Michigan residents only. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.